Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 21st, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. OpenAI's third version of its generative AI visual art platform, DALL-E, now integrates with ChatGPT so users don't have to think of prompts anymore. By using ChatGPT, a user doesn't have to come up with their own detailed prompt to guide DALL-E 3. They can just ask ChatGPT to come up with a prompt, and the chatbot will write out a paragraph for DALL-E 3 to follow. This new version of DALL-E will be released to ChatGPT Plus and ChatGPT Enterprise users in October, followed by Research Labs and its API service in the fall. OpenAI didn't comment when a free public version will be released. PayPal USD, PayPal's U.S. dollar-backed stablecoin announced in August, is now available to select users on Venmo and will begin rolling out fully in the coming weeks. Venmo users are able to purchase PYUSD and send it to friends and family on PayPal, Venmo, and compatible external wallets. This is a big deal because this is the first time that you're going to have interoperability between PayPal and Venmo wallets, said Jose Fernandez de Puente, PayPal's head of crypto. PayPal USD has been greenlisted by the New York State Department of Financial Services, making it easier for virtual currency entities licensed in New York to support PYUSD. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has named three Amazon executives in a suit over Amazon Prime, alleging they were aware of enrolling customers unwittingly and erecting intentional hurdles to cancellation. The agency says that Neil Lindsay, who served as senior vice president overseeing Prime, Russell Grandinetti, the company's senior vice president of international consumer, and Jamil Ghani, a company vice president who oversees the Prime subscription program, were aware of the company's misconduct and chose not to act. The updated lawsuit comes as the agency prepares to file a monopoly lawsuit against Amazon that targets a range of Amazon's business practices that the FTC finds anti-competitive. A T-Mobile mistake during an overnight technology update earlier this week resulted in some customers seeing the private information of other users. T-Mobile confirmed the problem to ARS Technica and said that it was caused by a faulty update. There was no cyber attack or breach at T-Mobile, a company spokesperson said. This was a temporary system glitch related to a planned overnight technology update involving limited account information for fewer than 100 customers, which was quickly resolved. Uber Eats is finally catching up with its grocery delivery service peers and will begin accepting food stamps as a payment method beginning in 2024. Starting next year, users will be able to pay for fresh groceries using their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or SNAP benefits right from within the app. The service is also working with managed Medicaid and Medicare Advantage plans so that people with flexible spending accounts and flex cards can use them to pay for eligible items such as fruits and other healthy vegetables. Broadcom stock slides on reports that Google had discussed dropping the company as a supplier of artificial intelligence chips as early as 2027. The move, if implemented, could save Google's parent company Alphabet billions of dollars annually, as it would bring the development of its tensor processors used in AI in-house. Amazon hosted an event to introduce a range of new devices and services, including Amazon Alexa with generative AI support. Amazon previewed a future version of Alexa optimized for voice interactions, and it will make conversing with Alexa feel more like speaking with a human. If you say, Alexa, I'm cold, for example, Alexa will know to turn the temperature up. Amazon is using these new capabilities to make it easier to create routines and provide Alexa with multiple commands at one time. According to a Wall Street Journal report, Apple spent billions of dollars developing a new modem chip for the just-announced iPhone 15 lineup of smartphones in an effort to cut ties with chip maker Qualcomm. But the new chip was slow, prone to overheating, and the circuit board was so big it would take up half the iPhone, making it impossible to use. The 2018 marching orders from Apple CEO Tim Cook to design and build a modem chip led to the hiring of thousands of engineers. But technical challenges, poor communication, and managers split over the wisdom of trying to design chips rather than buy them caused delays and setbacks, leading to unrealistic goals and blown deadlines. And finally, parents can now claim Fortnite refunds for in-app purchases made in the game without their permission. The refunds come after a $245 million settlement was finalized in March after the U.S. Federal Trade Commission accused Fortnite developer Epic Games of tricking users into making unwanted purchases. Those who wish to claim a refund must be at least 18 years old. The deadline to apply is January 17, 2024. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.